Look, we've got some great cycleways and some great walkways and paths around many parts of Lake Macquarie, but it would be nice to make sure that we keep up with that and improve them as much as we can, because it is a great place to get out and get a bit of fresh air. From the Lake Macquarie Advisory Group, Helen Plummer's on the line to talk about that this morning. Good morning, Helen. What in general are some of the things we'd like to see happen in the area there?
Oh, good morning, Mark. Yep, we're looking at expanding and always looking at developing our active transport network through our cycleways and our footways, and this is an active transport advisory group. This opportunity is to involve the community and get people from the community involved in how we prioritise what we build and how we get the infrastructure right to suit what the community wants.
So far, we know there is a lot around the lake, and I know that council are continuing to build here and there. Do you feel at this stage, or as a group point of view at this stage, feel that council are getting it right most of the time?
Yeah, we've got a great network, as you said, and we've got a lot of cycleways and shared pathways already in place. And we do have a cycleways strategy and a footpath strategy that have works programs for us to develop over the next few years. But the active transport group, the role of that group is looking at how we integrate not just the cycleways and the footpaths, but also improving accessibility and walkability and connection points to those networks. So getting people from town centres onto the shared pathway networks and making sure that we're addressing and making that possible.
What are some of the things that you can share at the moment, Helen, that are in the pipeline over the short to medium term that we might be able to get excited about?
Yep, so we've got a few major projects that we're working on. We're trying to complete the Spears Point to Glendale cycleway, and we've also got designs for the extension of Fernley Track through to Blacksmith, and we're doing some investigations for shared pathways in Bonnells Bay and Sunshine area. So there's some pretty significant projects underway there. But as I said, we're also looking at the town centres. We've got streetscape master plans for the town centres, and we're doing work in Toronto at the moment to improve the accessibility and the walkability of Toronto town centre. And then looking at the other town centres and how we can improve the accessibility around those town centres and link them back to the cycleway network.
Well, this is all good news, Helen, because from time to time, you know, town centres do need to be freshened up a little bit and a new coat of paint, so as to speak. So it's great to see that all that is in the works. Obviously, you want some community input in this. So we've got some information on our website that people can have a look at and get in contact with you. What sort of input are you hopefully looking for?
Yep, so we're putting together a panel. It'll be the Active Transport Advisory Group. So we're looking to get 12 community representatives on that group. So people have the opportunity to put themselves forward, put their names and put a submission in and tell us about why they would like to be involved. We're not looking for people that are experts in cycling and walking or in those areas. We're just looking for people that are interested in having a say on how we develop these areas and how they feel the community would use those networks. So anyone with an interest and with some time to commit to that would be welcome to put a submission in.
I guess, Helen, most of us can be pretty much experts in cycling to a point. You never forget how to do it in the first place, do we?
That's right. You never forget. And that's a good point. We're not necessarily looking for people that... we're looking for a good range of people. And as you know, we have a lot of different users of cycleways and at different skill levels and for different purposes. So we want people that can cover on all those different aspects of using those cycleways and pathways.
Yeah. As I mentioned, Helen, we've got some details on the morning show page of our website at 2NURFM.com. So good luck and great planning ahead for the future there. Thanks for your time.
That's great. Thank you.
From the Lake Macquarie Advisory Group, it's Helen Plummer this morning on 2NURFM.